Exclusive: Kamala failure at the border, says Representative Tony Gonzalez. By Randy Clark on July 28, 2024. U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, says Vice President Kamala Harris cannot run from the failed border policies of the Biden-Harris administration. Gonzalez's comments came during an exclusive interview with Breitbart, Texas. Despite the vice president's recent attempts to distance herself from the title of Border Czar and a complicit mainstream media willing to help, Gonzalez says no amount of media spin can change the devastating impacts of failed border policies across America, especially in the border states of Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California. "I've seen what she has done at the border as vice president, which is nothing," the Texas congressman stated. "I don't want to see what she'll do as president. It will be even worse." Representative Gonzalez, whose district includes 800 miles of border, nearly two-thirds of the Texas border with Mexico, says the idea of arguing whether the Vice President Harris is the border czar or not is a waste of time for her campaign. "Whether you call her a border czar or not, it doesn't matter," he explained. "She cannot run from the failed border policies that this administration has enacted that have gotten Americans killed." Gonzalez added that Harris once referred to the porous southwest border in El Paso as the new Ellis Island. Thus far, according to Customs and Border Protection, CBP, nearly 1,400,000 migrants have been apprehended at the southwest border by the Border Patrol since October. Gonzalez says the total does not include hundreds of thousands of migrants who have avoided apprehension by the Border Patrol this year. Nor does it include hundreds of thousands of migrants allowed to enter through land border ports and airports under this administration's CBP-1 application and humanitarian parole programs that Congress never authorized. Gonzalez says the Biden-Harris administration needs to clearly count the number of migrant entries along the southwest border and not fail to disclose to Americans the total of those that are admitted at the ports of entry through various parole programs. According to CBP, the Border Patrol's migrant apprehensions during each of the first 3 years of the Biden-Harris administration have surpassed any other annual total since its inception in 1924. Gonzalez cautioned the importance of reminding Americans about the vice president's failure as the point person on border security over the last 3 years. "We have to remind people about the failed policies of the Biden-Harris administration and how a Trump presidency and Republican-led Congress is going to make America better off," Representative Gonzalez added. Speaking about the importance of messaging better border security policies as the election nears, Gonzalez told Breitbart, Texas, "Elections aren't won in July. They are won in November. Republicans are in for a fight and we better be ready." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.